accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your breath to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store and download our app, or sit in a chair and simply say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then after that, you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Get the app. Take us with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. We put it up. The request of a lot of our listeners. There are more than 80 right-wing stations beaming out falsehoods every day in this state, attacking our democracy, questioning the integrity of our elections. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy, standing up for the integrity of our elections. Well, it finally happened. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, formally announced that he is running for re-election. Let's unpack that. When he ran in 2010 against Russ Feingold, he swore, he gave his word, he'd only do two terms. That's very, very common among Republicans who talk about term limits, and they say, I only do two terms, and people go, oh, that's a great thing. In 2010, Russ Feingold was way ahead in the polls. In the spring of 2010, the election was in November. The filing deadline was coming up beginning of June. In the middle of May, the Republicans had no candidate. They had their state convention that year, and a guy named Ron Johnson showed up. Nobody knew who he was. He hadn't held office. Sort of roamed around being agreeable. He looks like a senator from Central Casting externally, but once you get behind the eyes, it's a different story. In any event, he finally said, I'll run. So he ran. The Republicans pumped some money into him, way behind the polls of Russ Feingold. But 2010 was a tsunami year, a hurricane year for the Republicans. There are tsunami hurricane years for each party over time. I'll give you some examples. 2010 was that kind of year for the Republicans. 1994 was that way for the Republicans. Historically, 1958 was that year for the Democrats, and all through the 60s and the 70s. Things ebb and flow. And suddenly the tidal wave started, and it really didn't matter who was the Republican nominee, and it didn't matter who was the Democratic nominee. And Johnson came out of nowhere and won, largely because nobody knew who he was. They figured, okay, well, he's a generic Republican. Scott Walker won that time too, beat Tom Barrett, immediately put in gerrymander, put in Act 10 to get rid of unions for public employees and teachers, and then he put in right to work after that to get rid of unions for everybody, even the industrial trades and others, industrial unions and the trade unions. That's what happened as a result of that tsunami in 2010. In 2016, he ran against Feingold again. At that point, Feingold, he'd been senator for 3 years. He'd done three terms. He'd done a good job. But he was teaching at Stanford, and, the campaign that he ran wasn't exactly a enthusiastic cutting-edge campaign. He stayed out in California, in my view, a little too long and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, Trump won, remember, in 2016 against Hillary Clinton, and Johnson again beat Feingold. And we lost the chance to add a good senator back in Russ Feingold to maintain our Democratic majority. So now, The guy is running again, but he said in 2010, I'm only going to do two terms. That expires in 2022. How can he run again? This happens all the time with Republicans. They don't mean anything that they say. Their word is not good. Remember that when it came to right to work, some of the trade unions went to Walker when he was up for re-election in 2014. And he'd already been for 4 years, and he'd passed Act 10, and he decimated unions and everything else, the University of Wisconsin. And they went to him, the operating engineers went to him, and they said, well, we may endorse you for re-election, but you got to give us your word you won't sign a right-to-work bill. You won't sign right-to-work. He said, quote, you have my word, end quote. He got elected in that November with union support, and in the spring of 2015, he signed right-to-work, and he wouldn't talk to him again. He signed right-to-work because he was running for president, and he wanted to be the conservative anti-union candidate, pick up Southern votes. Unfortunately for him, when you got to look at him on TV and some of those debates with Trump and Jeb Bush and the rest of them, he looked like the groom on the wedding cake. He barely moved. I mean, he barely twitched. He didn't say anything. There he went, what? You know, he spent $90 million in Iowa alone. He had dozens of operatives all over the place. But you cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You can have the most beautiful, fancy restaurant in the world, but if the food is no good, people will not go there. So he dropped out in September of 15 very quickly, very, very quickly. But Ron Johnson is running again. And what he said is, I'm running because of the Democrats. People have begged me to run, he said, lying, of course. Voss begged him to run in Trump. That's what he means by people. Because of what the Democrats are doing, what are they doing? They've reinforced NATO. They've passed the hard infrastructure, putting people to work to rebuild our airports, bridges, water systems, roads. Yeah, they're doing that. That's right. Yeah, you don't like that? No, you don't like that at all. But look, I'm partisan. I'm a former Democratic chairman. So let's look at what the Republicans say about Ron Johnson. In fairness, we'll look at what the Republicans say. All right, how about a woman named Sophia Nelson, attorney Sophia Nelson? She's an attorney. She's the former Republican counsel to the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, a very important committee. They get Republican and Democratic counsels on these committees so that each side is advised by their own kind. She's a Republican's Republican. Here's what she says about Ron Johnson, quote, this Sophia Nelson Republican counsel to the Congress, quote, Ron Johnson is not someone you can take seriously. He is a hack of the highest order. He has been engaged in the most nefarious type of conversation, gaslighting from Russia all the way to January 6th, so I expect nothing less of him. I am no longer surprised. That's not me. That's the Republican counsel, Sophia Nelson, to the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee in the past. And here's what she says about Ron Johnson. She's seen him a lot out there. Quote, Ron Johnson is not somebody you can take seriously. He is a hack of the highest order. He has been engaged in the most nefarious type of conversation, gaslighting, from Russia all the way to January 6th. So I expect nothing less of him. I am no longer surprised, end quote. Sophia Nelson. What is gaslighting? Gaslighting is saying something that is absolutely false with a straight face, such that you start to doubt the facts that you already know. What does she mean by Russia in January 6th? Russia, he went to Russia. He went to Russia on his own. And he said, when he was asked, do you trust the CIA and the FBI, our CIA and FBI? He said, no, I don't. He follows Trump. They trust Putin and the KGB. They think the CIA and the FBI hacked our elections, not Putin and the KGB. If you're a Republican, you still vote for him. I don't even need to hear or talk to you again. How about a few patriots, maybe a couple of veterans among you Republicans? You know what the Ruskies are up to? So here's what he said. He said, and January 6th was basically peaceful. Basically peaceful. Just a bunch of fellas. Just a bunch of fellas. And then here's this formal statement. Formal statement is, much as I would like to ease into a quiet retirement, I don't feel I can. The Democrats have motivated me to run. America is in peril. Countless people have encouraged me to run. That's Voss and Trump, saying they rely on me to speak plain and obvious truths. This is right out of Orwell's 1984. Plain and obvious truths, here are some of them. His plain and obvious truth. Robin Voss and the Republican gerrymandered legislature should pick the electors from now on, not the presidential election itself. Another obvious truth to him. The CIA and the FBI are untrustworthy. And he said it when he was the chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee in the Senate, and they reported to him. They walk in, they sit there, head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, looking at him, knowing that he thinks they're garbage. And he trusts Putin and the CIA and the KGB. The third obvious truth, well, I'm anti-vaxxer. He set up an anti-vax forum in La Crosse where people got up and say how bad vaccines were. They could hurt you, don't take them. And then some silly, stupid things, pushing ivermectin. That's the horse cattle drug that veterinarians give to horses and cows to deworm them. And then he says, you know, if you gargle with mouthwash, that can kill COVID. The latter stuff is so beyond the pale, even that would disqualify anybody from being senator from Wisconsin. But to say that Voss should pick the electors, to say that the CIA and the FBI are not trustworthy, but the Russians are, to say that don't get vaccinated, it might hurt you. This is a dangerous guy. Whoever you're behind in the Republic, in the Democratic primary, we got to get this guy out. And I'll tell you something else. Don't play his game. People say, oh, he's Rojo. All these diminutives with almost affection. No, he's not Rojo. What he is he's a pro-Russian mole in the government, and we got to get him out.